Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. And this episode is a wet sandwich because it's raining. Okay, cool. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. First of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
I couldn't even wait for the intro.
Yeah.
I
didn't have any thoughts, and then we started, and that's where it went. So
started.
Yeah, we're probably gonna go a little short today because we are unprepared assholes.
We are unprepared assholes.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, what's new? So, yeah. Pat, there is one thing that you and I did that was very fun this week.
We did. Yeah. We had a photo shoot. Let's add that to the meme page at the very end.
Yeah,
we're gonna add the photos that I took of Brent.
I told Pat the other day I was about to go out of town, but I was like, once I get off of work, I want to do a really quick photo shoot because I have a mustache now.
Extra, I got a mustache.
extra, mustache growing it nicely. Yeah. So anyway, I have a mustache, and there's some really good pictures of it. Man, I don't know if I should talk about this thing that happened or not. There was a dude who.
Oh!
There was a dude on Instagram.
I think it's fun.
Who I do know who hit me up about those pictures and definitely was hitting on me. And I was just like, I don't know.
I thought it was hilarious because 100% he was trying to get nudes.
Yeah, and I like the guy, but I was like, nope, I'm good. So that was weird. That doesn't happen to me very often. I understand women now.
Fully. There's no mystery now.
Yeah.
I know everything.
Yeah. The mystique is gone.
Is just purely gone.
Yes.
There is no mystery that I cannot handle.
I am the man who understands women.
Says every single man.
Yeah. It's not true. I don't. But anyway, I understand that.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable that
makes. It must be to get asked for nudes.
That makes you guys.
He asked for. He wasn't just asking for them. He was offering to pay for them.
Well, no. Okay. So he didn't. I don't know what he asked for. I was afraid to ask what he meant. He said $10 for a shot, and I don't know what that means.
I know what it means.
No.
I think
you know what it means.
I think I know what it means.
Yeah, but we don't.
Yeah, no, we really don't.
And I did not respond after that because I was scared. So, once again, Brent is a coward still.
Yep, aren't we all?
Yes. And yeah. I don't know what else you've done this week, Pat.
Gosh, this week I really haven't done an immense amount. Like, I'm just literally going back in my head to what I did the past.
He's like rewinding.
I'm rewinding. Like the only what? So today's Wednesday.
You're having a hard time.
Today's Wednesday. Technically Thursday when people are going to be listening.
Yeah. But today's Wednesday. You're trying to backtrack from here. You can't backtrack from tomorrow. No.
Nope. That's hilarious to think about. Tuesday.
I'm not going to think too hard. I think it'll confuse me.
Yeah. Tuesday, I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't. One of the best situations ever. So Monday night, basically Tuesday, I had two presentations due. I had to do an artist presentation, and then I had to do a market analysis on an area that I could see myself living in after college for the purposes of my job.
Yeah.
So I had both those things ready.
Yeah.
To go. I wasn't super confident on them. But I was ready to present on what I had.
Yeah.
The night before my artist presentation,
mm-hmm.
my professor, the day before, she emailed all of us saying, hey, make sure to bring in digital files from the last shoot. I want to, like, keep them for, like, my backlog. And I was like, oh, that's super cool. 5 hours later, she messages us again saying, class is canceled tomorrow. I'm very sick. I was like, oh, okay.
Score.
I was like, score. Don't have to give an artist presentation tomorrow. I can get more prep for that.
Yeah.
Then I go, like, to my next class, which was at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the entire day to myself. And then 2 o'clock rolls around. And my professor, we had tests, like, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in to, like, grade them. And by the way, I'm not saying that I did bad on this test because I passed. I didn't do good.
Sure.
Yeah. So he comes in and I'm just like, oh man, I definitely got like a D on this test. I did so bad. He comes in and says, I'm not going to put these in the grade book. Use them as a study guide. And I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. And it only got better after that when he said, guess what? The market analysis, we'll do that next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so you know what else made your day better?
What?
Whenever you ate a snack that night, probably.
What did I eat that night? Muffins.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Your day got better.
Dude.
Even better.
Fucking banana nut muffins.
Those things were good.
Those things were solid.
Yeah.
I went grocery shopping with... Fuck it. I went grocery shopping with Allison. Allison is...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a person.
we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that because...
Stop.
Yeah. So she like messaged me and was like, do you want to go to Kroger with me? I got to get stuff for like a shopping trip. Was that yesterday?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, I mean, were the muffins yesterday?
Did you see me in your basket? Like usually when we go grocery shopping and I get in the basket and you push me around and I go, wee! Was I in there?
No.
Well, then I wasn't there.
It was Tuesday night for sure, though, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yesterday. Yeah,
exactly. It was yesterday. But
yesterday's yesterday for you guys.
Exactly. That sounds like a Beatles song.
I made a good tweet this morning about an album.
Yeah?
Yeah. I said, I'm working on my debut solo album called Everything Makes Me Tired.
What genre is that?
I don't know.
Oh, Everything Makes Me Tired.
It's snooze metal. I don't know.
It's not like, you know,
it's just 8 hours of white noise.
Or it's not like screams or like lows. It's just or snore.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. Anyways, went shopping, got banana nut muffins. I was gonna get those, like, you ever seen those like mug cakes? Like it's literally like just like beer? No. It's literally like you put it
in a mug and then you microwave it
and it turns into like a little cake. I was going to get pumpkin pie, that.
Mug cake.
But then I saw banana nut muffins and I don't know what about banana nut. I like banana pastries or like banana cake things.
Yeah.
Because they're friggin' delicious.
You should have got a banana mug cake.
They didn't have them.
Mm.
Yeah. I wasn't looking too hard, but I did see banana nut muffins and I was like, yep, I know what I'm getting now.
Yep.
Because I literally was like, I got to make a choice. I can't get both of these. That's way too much. That's way too much for me. I'm not going to eat all of it.
Oh my gosh. What do you mean you're not going to eat all of it?
No, I shouldn't eat all of it. I could.
What have you ever cared about eat all of it?
That's true. Not
a lot. Pat bought a quart of eggnog the other night with the full intention of drinking the full whole thing.
The full thing.
He didn't end up doing it.
Yeah. Never had eggnog before in my life.
Yeah, I hadn't either, but we both tried it.
If you don't know what eggnog tastes like, first off, I don't know why they call it eggnog. The egg is not at all.
It doesn't taste like eggs.
Yeah, they just call it eggnog. Kind of like Dr. Pepper does not have a PhD. Eggnog doesn't...
It's nothing like that, but go on.
It's a lying beverage. I'm sure there are eggs in it, but like, you know, you don't taste the eggs in a cake.
Yeah.
You don't taste the eggs in eggnog. It just tastes like melted ice cream.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, and we got like a vanilla spice eggnog. Whew!
It was pretty good.
I was all about that shit.
It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I
fully intended on finishing it that night, and I would have.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I didn't because, first off, several people told me not to.
Yeah, well, Pat always complains about how weird his shits are anyway. So drinking an entire quart of eggnog did not seem like it would help that much.
It's a very dairy-forward drink.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Turns out. And also, everyone I sent I Snapchatted a bunch of people just like, try an eggnog for the first time. Every single person was disgusted.
Yeah.
No one liked eggnog, which confuses me because I wasn't sure how I felt about it. And then I tried it and it was amazing. And I'm a picky motherfucker.
No, you're not.
What? Well, I just know what I like.
I guess you're a little picky.
Yeah.
There are a lot of weird stuff you don't like.
Yeah. But I wish I did. Like pickles and cucumbers.
Dude, I played someone else's bass tonight, and it really hurt my finger.
Where'd you play at?
I had a rehearsal for church.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Wednesday. Thursday to you all.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there will ever come a time when I'm aware of the fact that like they're hearing this on Thursday.
Never.
Never?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it'll happen eventually just because, like, you are doing better about not saying people's names that you shouldn't say.
Yeah, exactly. So, unless it's in a positive sense or just, like, a neutral sense.
You know, Pat, maybe if we actually, like, got our shit together and, like, like, actually recorded ahead of time and we had a few lined up, like, maybe you'd be better about it then.
Possibly. I don't know, man. You're putting a lot of...
We don't do that, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We don't do that.
You know, we, like, started out and we said we were going to?
Yeah, and you know what sucks about that, Pat, is that we can't remember what happened to us this week.
Yeah.
And if we did that, we would have to project forward to, like... And, I mean, we could still talk about what happened to us this week, but, like, we would have to, like, project forward to events and holidays happening later. How will we get into the spirit, you know?
It'd be friggin' difficult. Oh, I do have an interesting thing that it didn't happen, like, this past week. I watched someone yodel for a solid 30 minutes.
Why? Tell me more.
Yeah, so, hanging out. And she just, like, we were just sitting around, and she just looks at me and goes, one of my RA's programs is happening tonight. How do you feel about yodeling? Which is a great question. Sorry. It was just...
That's an excellent series of sentences.
Yeah. RA's program is happening tonight. Okay. So, yodeling. It's like, I've literally never thought about yodeling before.
Yeah, I just haven't considered it.
Never thought about it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm with you.
Yeah. And so...
I remember, like, that a long time ago there was an SNL sketch... Not a long time ago. I was, like, in elementary
school. A time ago.
Yeah, and I can't remember who was yodeling. I feel like Justin Timberlake was on a roof yodeling. Or maybe it was Chris Hemsworth? I don't remember.
It wouldn't shock me.
It was some hot guy.
Yeah.
Yodeling on a roof.
Good for them.
Yeah. They probably weren't wearing a shirt, and they were jacked.
Fucking hate it.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so it's just that question. And I was like, I, at the time, was like, in my head, I was like, I don't. I really don't. I don't know how I feel about yodeling. But I was like, why would I just say no to like a thing?
Yeah.
That, like, I've
never... No, I would have gone.
It's like, I've never seen something like that before. And also, like, she has this perception in her mind that I'm a music-oriented person.
Oh.
For some reason.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. I listen to music. Yeah, I love that she said,
I've heard music. Yeah. Hey, is that music?
Is that music? Oh, nice. I like this. I like this music. Yeah. So I said, yeah, sure, let's go do that. And we did, and it was one of her RA's programs, and it was her RA's sister, and her sister was dressed in, like, full-on, like, not, like, what is the female version of Lederhosen?
I thought it was still called Lederhosen.
So. Okay, cool. We'll call it Lederhosen, but it's the female, like, dress corset version, and I was like, oh, shit. I was not prepared for how legit.
Was she wearing wood shoes?
No, that's Dutch.
I don't know cultures.
Neither do we. Neither do I. Oh my gosh.
You said neither do we, but that was still right because I still don't.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, fucking, it was just, I was not prepped for what was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
She already knew how to yodel. And, like,
oh, did she? She didn't learn in front of you guys?
That was the thing, is I thought she was, like, she was in a way, like, trying to, like, sort of instruct how
she
to do it.
She was teaching about it.
Kind of. She was teaching about yodeling and then in, like, performing. But what was cool was she has, like, a specific, like, Austrian artist or Swiss artist that she, like, replicates. And she was like, this is my yodeling idol. And she would show us a video of them performing.
Dude, that's my favorite primetime TV. Yeah. Yodeling idol.
Yeah. And then she would fucking mirror it. That was hilarious. Don't you dare think I didn't think
you
that.
You rolled right over it.
I did, because if I didn't,
This is my favorite part of the show, is when I get mad at you for not laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, it's great. Like, Brent gets mad at me for not laughing at his jokes. I get pissed at Brent outside of this show for not improving with me.
Yeah.
You know how improv is yes and? Brent goes, fuck you.
We've talked about this.
Exactly. We don't need to rehash. But, like, she would show us a clip of this person yodeling and mirror it exactly. She was so good. I know no one listening to this knows the person I'm talking about. But if you could just... You were amazing. She was amazing at
what if she listens? What if she listens to this podcast?
That'd be great.
What's her name? You didn't give her a shout out.
No, I didn't.
Well, speaking of which, you get anyone to we're supposed to shout out this week?
I didn't, like...
Nope, so no.
Yeah, well, okay, like, new ones. Someone told me that they were going to listen to this when it came out tomorrow on their drive up to Indy.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
But, like, today. Is it their first time listening?
Hell no.
Well, then
it better not be.
Well, then no shout out.
Cool. No shout out.
Sorry.
Allison.
Yeah, I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Yep. She's got a long drive, and she literally said, like,
We don't recommend you listen to it for the full 5-hour drive.
No.
We do not recommend that.
No, that's like 5 hours of IQ points.
Yeah, your brain will melt.
Like how my parents didn't end up stupid. Because
did
I
they listen to? Did they? Oh,
they lived with me.
Oh yeah, I was like, they didn't do that, did they?
No. My mom still listens every now and then.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying that she doesn't listen. Like, I know my parents listen every week, but they only listen to one at a time.
Yeah,
they don't listen to them the full 5-hour drive. You know what
Who
I mean?
Who has the time to listen to? I don't.
Well,
have...
Normally, you don't. But I'm just saying, if you do have the time, don't do it.
No, she is the
if
smart.
If you want your mind to continue to function, I wouldn't. That's all I'm saying.
I think she's the kind of person that's like knows her stupidity limit.
Yeah.
Which confuses the hell out of why she hangs out with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm King Dipshit most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I can.
Is that your new nickname? That was his nickname in high school.
King Dipshit. I wish someone called me King Dipshit in high school. Also, I've accumulated so many nicknames in like the past 3 weeks.
I just like saying that was my nickname in high school. It's a good joke.
It's a great joke. It works every time.
Every time.
Yeah. But yeah.
Every time. That was my nickname in high school.
Every time.
That's what they called me.
They also call you the doctor in college.
Yeah.
Yep. Everyone.
You know what
they've
been calling me recently?
What?
Dirty Chai.
I've been getting called Big Ice recently.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah. I just want to make sure everyone knows.
Yeah. I actually just, like, I make up nicknames for myself a lot.
That's not true. Everyone calls you that.
No, the doctor I didn't make up.
No, everyone calls you the doctor. Dirty Chai, you definitely made up.
Yeah, no. Because I just, like, I post my latte art on Snapchat a lot, and I just have to come up with captions.
What's been
so
great?
One of them was a Dirty Chai the other day, and I made a really good latte art, so I posted a picture, and I said, this is why they call me Dirty Chai.
What's been great about your latte art is it, like, is genuinely getting, like, it's already pretty good. But, like, I remember seeing it from the very start and then seeing it get better.
Yeah, that's why I keep taking pictures.
Because it gets better.
Because I want to have that like chronological.
Hear that? Other baristas out there, it does get better.
Yeah. Yep. I'm on my way to being the best barista in this dang old town.
Nice. I don't really have anything that like.
No, I'm not. I'm never going to beat Kyle. Kyle's my, but Kyle left.
Kyle left.
His
so
skills
you're...
will deteriorate slowly and I will surpass him.
Turns out there's not a lot of latte art being done at a bank.
No.
No.
But Lindsay still got me beat pretty good.
No.
Lindsay's great.
What was that?
Guys, you didn't hear that, but there was a trumpet outside.
There was a bugle. Hold on. That was Brent, but...
It sounded like that, though.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I think we're about to march off to war.
Oh, my goodness. Like, it was...
You know what I was thinking about tonight?
Oh, that's the signal. Bring in General Custer.
General Custer?
Our first guest.
Oh.
I want to do an artwork that I definitely have no idea how to do of... Do General Custer as a custard.
What do you think about next week we do Idiot Sandwich on the go? And we just find an event on campus, we go to it, we sit at it, and we just do Idiot Sandwich there.
I love that idea immensely because it's going to be cold and or rainy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say we just fucking set up in the quad.
Yeah.
Like,
we can do it.
We just go out there and we set up in the quad and we're just like, come sit down. Someone come sit down to this. We're going to ask you questions.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yep. First live guest interaction.
We need to make a poster or something.
Yes.
That says Idiot Sandwich. That way everybody will want to come talk to us.
Everyone come talk to Idiot Sandwich. You're going to be posted. Well, honestly, it's not the worst idea because that's how you'd get more people to listen. It's like, oh, listen to this thing that I got recorded on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good.
It's like the opposite of what I do, which is we record this and I am just like people at work have been like, oh, man, you still doing a podcast? I was like, nope. I don't want any of my work to talk to me about, like, this podcast ever. Because, you know, I've talked about some of
them. You know what kind of scares me about trying that, though, Pat, about having random people on?
What?
Is that the only way I'm going to be able to keep it funny is just to make fun of everyone. Just to literally make fun of everyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm really afraid I'm going to get beat up.
Well, that's why the poster is just going to say, like, warning, possible roasting.
Yeah, we're probably going to roast you.
We're going to roast you like a turkey.
Yeah. Anyway. It's an idea. It could be fun.
It's an idea. I like.
Well, I did that because I was at a, well, never mind. I don't remember why I had that idea. But, yeah. So, I don't know.
There was a joke recently. It wasn't.
Oh, jokes? I've heard jokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have? You've heard
yeah,
humor?
I'm familiar with a good old joke.
Yeah. But like, it's not one that I don't think you came up with it because I've seen it before, but it's a favorite of mine where you like looked at me the other night and said, can you believe Julius Caesar has been dead for over 70 years and we're still naming a salad after him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of that joke is, I mean, you're right, but why'd you use that amount of time?
I kind of feel like we might have talked about that meme on the show before.
Shit.
But no, that's okay, because we've been doing this joke a lot lately.
Of just like, oh.
Can you believe Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves over 15 years ago?
Yes, because like, of course he did. But like, why 15 years?
Maybe over 20 even.
Gosh, remember when the pharaohs built the pyramids? Like over a decade.
Over a decade ago, yeah.
2 decades even.
Ooh, I don't know. Probably.
Probably more than 2 decades.
Yeah.
If you really want to just like get under someone's skin, start measuring things in the shorter amount of time.
Yeah, but always say over and then do a very small number.
Yeah, because first off, guess what? You're always going to be right.
Yeah, secondly, you're not wrong. They can't be mad about that.
Secondly, you'll never get under your own skin doing it.
Yeah, it's true.
If you're the kind of person that thinks
listens
this idea
to this podcast,
yeah, you will do this.
Yeah, you'll like it.
If you're listening to this and think that this is a stupid idea and you would hate if someone did this, you're not funny.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about.
We know funny.
We know funny. We had over 1,000 downloads.
Hey, remember 2 minutes ago whenever I said I know what jokes are? I still do.
Times ain't changed. We know jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway. I love the idea of yelling at somebody. I'm funny.
Pat, what if for the next 2 minutes we exclusively yelled about stuff?
I don't think anyone would like that.
You don't think so?
Look, at the end of the day, even though we are trying to make ourselves laugh, do you want to listen to anyone yell for 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Okay, would you like to listen to us yell for 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Would you like?
If I wanted to listen to anyone yell for 2 minutes, it'd probably be us, yeah.
That's fair. I'm trying to figure out if I want to hedge.
But do you want to yell about stuff or do you just want to like solid scream for 2 minutes?
No, I don't want to scream. Like I want to like just like, I want to like yell about stupid things that irritate me.
Yeah.
Just like nothing super serious, just like small things that like super piss me off. Like,
let's have a little vent corner real quick, Pat.
Gotcha. Here we go. I'll start us off. I hate whenever I'm eating something or like chewing something and I bite my fucking tongue. I hate that
shit. You bite your what?
I bite my tongue.
I hate that.
Or I bite the inside of my cheeks.
Why
or I
you,
bite
why
my
do you
lip.
Hate that, Pat?
I've had my teeth. I've had my tongue longer than I've had my fucking teeth.
Yeah,
man.
How the heck are you biting that thing?
How does it keep happening?
Yeah, stay out of there, tongue.
It's been in there the whole
hey, you
time.
You want to know a pet peeve that I've just found out about recently, Pat?
Hit me with it.
Here it comes. Whenever people ask me a question and I answer their question and they say, are you sure? That's bullshit. Yes, I'm sure. If I wasn't sure, I wouldn't have answered so surely the first time. And if you ask me, oh, you better not fucking ask me if I'm sure a second time.
You better not.
Because I will pull out my gun. I mean,
I will instinctively reach for my gun even though I know I'm not carrying
it. I will face my hip away from you and place my hand on it.
Giving the illusion that I have a gun.
And then I'm going to dab on you. Oh, I'll dab on you so hard you ain't even know. I heard a door squeak. Michael's probably coming up here to yell about something.
Actually, the door's just been open the whole time.
Michael, what are you so mad about? I'm just kidding. He's not up here.
Oh.
Oh.
I love reacting to noises.
Oh.
Because it 100%... No, he's not coming.
Yeah.
Michael!
Yeah. No, don't make him come.
Never mind.
Stay. All right. Well,
remember
that was,
when we did that the other night?
That was the Idiot Sandwich Vent Corner.
You remember when we did that the other night and I was just like yelling at Michael to come out and hang with us and he just opened the door and said, I'm trying to sleep, fuck off.
Yeah, and then
I felt
and
terrible.
Wait, but 5 minutes later I heard him open a Coke can.
Well,
I heard, and well, I went, ah, that bitch. Well, he's not trying to sleep, he's drinking a Coke.
Well, literally a minute before that, he laughed at something I said.
Yeah. No, he thinks we're funny, he just doesn't want to.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people want to think we're funny.
That was my favorite part of that whole night, though.
That was how
we were trying to get Michael to come out, and he came out and got mad at us, and then he said he was trying to sleep, and then...
Well, that's actually how our friendship started. It is like, I was trying very hard to not think you were funny or a cool person.
I was the same way with you.
Yeah. Turns out, didn't work.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll explain the origin story of me and Pat actually becoming friends. So we've talked about how we hated each other in middle school.
Yes.
and most of high school.
Yep.
Sophomore year of high school, I still didn't like Pat at the time.
But it wasn't a hatred.
Well, no, it was just I didn't want to admit that you made me laugh. That was the main thing.
Junior year must have been harder.
And you didn't. Well, did we have any classes together junior year?
Was junior year not Metzger's?
No, that's sophomore year.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we really had any classes together the rest of the time we were in high school, other than percussion, senior year.
We did not.
But, so, I can do this thing where I super frown my mouth. I can frown my mouth really hard.
Yeah, and it's super impressive.
I used to do it a lot, like I still do it a lot, but I used to do it a lot even more in high school. And, Pat would say something stupid. And it was kind of like my funny attempt at, like, I don't really know why I would have done it to you so much, you know? Because normally I did it to my friends, but, like...
And we were not.
Yeah, we weren't. But, like, I did it to you a lot. I think it was just because you said dumb shit all the time.
Oh, I still say dumb shit.
Well, yeah, I do too.
But I think
that was why you would just say something stupid and I would turn around and frown at you. And then you were like, I can't frown. And I was like, whatever. I don't care. And then you did it. And the face that he made whenever he did it made me laugh every single... It doesn't make me laugh anymore.
No,
it made me laugh every single time. And it was like that kind of laughter that, like, you were laughing. But I didn't like him, so I tried not to. But anyway. So there was that. And then, I don't know. I had friends who ended up being friends with him. And... We ended up not really having beef, and then he joined percussion. I was like, oh my gosh, this dude's actually really funny.
And then I had, like, a similar reaction, except mine was more angered. I was like, fuck. Well, turns out my anger has been misplaced this entire time because of one offhanded comment 5 years ago.
About Nutter Butters.
And I thought about it, I was like, honestly, I was a kid that hadn't had a Nutter Butter. Maybe I was stupid.
What do you think about Nutter Butters now, Pat?
I still haven't had one in a while. I've had one, though. They're pretty okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Like, I'd eat a Nutter Butter Blizzard, but I wouldn't freak out about it.
No, they're pretty good, but, like, I gotta be in the mood for them.
My dream is to go order a Blizzard from Dairy Queen, have them flip it over, and it fall out of the cup.
What I said to you in eighth grade was overkill.
Really?
Yeah. Look at us. Look at us, Pat.
Who's better than us?
Look at us. Yep. We're breaking ground. We're breaking down walls right now.
Walls that have been broken down for years.
No, they've been built up and we're just now breaking them down.
Yes, because up until this point, there has been some pent up shit.
Yeah, between us. We've been mad at each other constantly, right?
I don't know.
Legitimately, here's the thing. The last time, anytime me and Pat have ever been mad at each other, like since we've been friends, it's been about something very, very, very stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And both of us are just like, won't concede. And then we'll just get louder and louder and yell.
Yep.
And it's never about anything important.
No, it never is because normally it's like, it's a good way through.
It's just both of us are hard-headed and won't give up. Which the thing is, I'm not hard-headed. I'm only hard-headed whenever you feel like you have a really solid point and I don't feel like you do.
Yeah, I am exclusively stubborn.
Yes.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is whenever we get into it and like we go for a little bit until one of us eventually stops, pauses, and looks at the other one and goes, you fucking with me? Yeah. And what's great is as soon as that question gets thrown out, the other person immediately goes, nope.
Yeah.
It's great. Fake arguments are fun, unless you're the person that
thinks it's real.
Yeah. God. Although, there was like a Twitter argument that I saw once that was like, this dude had like a comic that he made about the first person to ever touch sharks.
Yeah, I love
it. And it was like, I appear to be getting eaten by these smooth lions. And forward came so many marine biologists, like shark experts saying, you know, actually, this was very funny, but actually shark skin is not smooth. It is, in fact, rough. But the guy that wrote the comic was just like, I don't know what kind of sharks you've been touching. They're pretty smooth.
Yeah, and that was like his only argument.
That was the whole bit.
And that was all he did. And people were getting actually mad. And it's like, how can you not tell this guy's messing with you?
That's the best part is those are the best kind of arguments to see.
It's the best because everyone, the guy is being so stupid. So stupid that he's making everyone else even more stupid than him.
Exactly. Anybody that is like, if you don't realize that he's just being a moron, he is literally just trying.
You are stupider than him.
Yeah, he's not trying. The person that tries in an argument where the other person is, like, is just one.
Which, that's what used to drive me crazy about our old roommate. Because he was actually a really smart guy, and he would do this all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember my favorite one was Savant.
I hated it.
Savant?
It made me so mad.
Oh, man.
It pissed me off.
That was a great, we were playing video games, and I don't remember what we were playing, but he was
The thing was, he was actually so smart, but he would get on these things, and he might have accidentally been wrong at first, but he would just double down on it so hard, and he would know he was losing, but the only thing he would do is just double down on what he was saying.
He's just like, I guess.
It made me, I don't know why it made me so mad, but it did, because it didn't matter. He felt like it was impossible for me to win at that point. Nothing I could say would have made me win.
There's always that thing of, like, the person that gets the most angry is the one that loses the argument.
Absolutely.
And that's so fucking true.
It really is.
Yeah. It's just so fun to watch those arguments, though, man.
Yeah.
God.
All right. I think we need to do some memes because we got to cut this one a little short.
Yep.
So we don't even... The weird thing is we actually haven't sent that many memes back and forth this week.
We haven't, but we still have, like five memes and then, like, an entire, like, series of photos that I took of you that, like... By the way, your boy looks fantastic. Like, these... I don't want to, blow smoke at my own ass here about how good these photos are, but I did a great job.
Oh, they're
and
great.
And Brent is a stellar model.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're super funny.
So, starting from the bottom, this is one you sent me. It has a caption that says, "This is so deep," followed by sad emojis. And it's that picture of, like, someone writing, "I'm okay," on the wall, and then it goes around the corner to, like, see the rest of what they said, and normally it is very, very sad.
Yeah.
But this one, it goes from "I'm okay" to "I'm Guy Fieri, and we're rolling out looking for America's greatest diners, drive-ins, and dives." It's very sad when you think about the fact that show is over.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's too busy making donkey sauce in his own restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. Then the next one was also one you sent me. It's a 4-panel comic. It's a man eating dinner. And then the next panel has his dog looking at him. And then it shows the dog's, like, begging eyes and his, like, tongue in a blep. And then it's the owner saying, "No, down!" And the very next panel is the dog standing up with a gun to the guy saying, "I'm done begging, Jerry." It reminded me a lot of those, like, creepy Garfield things.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many where, like, Garfield is just drawn as, like, a hideous, like, monster of horrific origin. And he's just saying, just like, "Bullets won't work on me, John.
Give me the lasagna treat, John."
Yeah. This next one I sent you because we've been sending each other Sonic shit for so long. By the way, I don't care about Sonic the Hedgehog. I've played 2 Sonic the Hedgehog games in my whole life. Sonic is such a solid meme base for us.
For sure.
For some reason. I sent Brent this one, and it says, "Sonic says, if you're ever bored, punch an orphan. What are they going to do? Tell their parents?"
Yeah, Sonic. Sonic's a real asshole.
Sonic's a douche. Yeah. This is another one I sent you. It's a Tumblr conversation, and it says, "The probability of you getting attacked by a gorilla at any given point is very low, but it's never zero."
Never zero.
And the next panel is a guy, is like one of the fish people from SpongeBob looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Because anybody that reads that is just going to be like, whoop. This very next one, which will be the last meme that we have tonight.
Yep, I'm yawning.
Yep, is a 6 panel. Guess what it is? Also Sonic. Sonic doesn't really have a lot to do with it. It's just he's the one being used. It's a conversation and he's like talking to his girlfriend, Amy.
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey, baby." And she goes, "Yes. Do you know Joe? Baby, it was a one-time thing, I promise." And he goes, "Joe mama." Wait, what? Speaking of that, actually, there was another meme that I meant to send you that was a straight up text message conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it was a girl saying, like, to her boyfriend, like, "Baby, I cheated on you." And he goes, "Was it with Joe?" And then she replies, "No, it was with Kevin, John, Kyle, Andrew, and sometimes Jennifer. Who's Joe?" And then he goes, "Joe mama." And then there's a picture of Wario, like, looking very sad. And the caption said, "I've won, but at what cost?"
Yeah, for sure. So send that one to me so I can put it in there.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay.
I don't know if I saved it, but I definitely, like...
Well?
Yeah.
All right, once I finish yawning, I will give our thank yous. And our special thank yous go to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song living room.
So I was like, did you forget this time?
I forget every time, man. My mind is bad. Anyway, it's called Living Room. It's on the album Something Old, Something New. It's really good. I love the song. I love the album. Super fun.
It's always great.
Give it a listen. What's our fact about Mike White this week?
Our fact about Mike White this week is he loves knitting.
Oh, he loves knitting.
Knitting, yes.
Is it knitting or crotcheting?
What?
Knitting or crotcheting.
Ooh.
They're similar.
They are very similar. You know, Mike White seems like someone that...
Knitting is like crotcheting, but you only make underwear.
You know what? I'm going to backtrack. He likes using a loom.
Oh, he's a loomer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. He likes making ponchos for people.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. He also does the act of looming in the sense that he makes, like...
He looms over people.
Exactly.
Yeah, he sneaks up behind you and he'll just breathe down your neck.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we got. Thank you for listening to Idiot Sandwich. Tell your friends. And remember, if your friends tell us that they've started listening... then we will give them a shout out and it will be fun.
Yep, and you get a referral and we'll give you a shout out and a guaranteed sticker.
Someday. You get a credit for one sticker.
Look, we need you guys to tell us you want a sticker.
Yeah, what was the thing that you didn't want me to be saying last week? There was something I was saying a couple weeks ago that you didn't like.
You said something about...
Oh, like, being triple gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about that again.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Yeah, but if you don't tell anybody, you're quadruple gay.
Oh! Gotcha. Anyway, that's all we got. Pat,
that's all we got tonight.
Pat, hold on. Let me just restart.
Oh, you had a seizure or a stroke or something.
Yeah, something happened. Pat, do the thing.
Order another idiot sandwich.
Did you say sandwich?
Sandwich. I had a stroke.
Let's one more time.
Okay, here we go. From the top!
Wait, I know we got this.
Let's just start the whole thing over.
We got this. Can the whole podcast?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Idiot Sandwich. This episode is it's a water sandwich because it's all wet. Welcome to
Idiot Sandwich.
I'm Pat. Oh, God. Pat, do the thing.
I'll order another Idiot Sandwich.
I think we did it that time.
Nailed it!
Yeah!
Woo!
First try.
And I'll read my thoughts.